Asian Voice News, The Global Link.
NACAE has called for urgent intervention in the abuse of free education grants. NUPES backs government over late coming policy in schools. And Nigeria sees more armed attacks on three villagers, dozens killed. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia NACAE has called for the immediate end of ongoing systematic abuse of free education grants within the Ministry of Education. Association Executive Director Aaron Chansa says the grants were introduced to support teaching and learning in public schools, not to finance administrative excesses, workshops and questionable activities which do not directly benefit learners. Dr. Chansa explained that the abuse of grants not only deprives schools of essential teaching and learning resources, but also erodes public confidence in one of the government's most important social investments. He said that in July 2023, NACAE has publicly and privately raised serious concerns regarding the misuse of these funds. Despite these warnings, the costly and excessive workshops and meetings organized by senior officials within the ministry have continued to be unabated. Dr. Chansa added that the persistent misuse reflects a troubling disregard for accountability and undermines the spirit and purpose of free education. It is alarming that as of February 2026, similar patterns of abuse appear to be continuing without meaningful corrective action or institutional reform, representing a serious betrayal of public trust, said Dr. Chansa in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today. Dr. Chansa disclosed that many instances they operate under direct instruction and pressure from higher authorities, including the Permanent Secretary, Provincial Education Officers, and District Education Board Secretaries, DEBS, who compel schools either verbally or through written directives to divert funds toward activities unrelated to learners' welfare. He has therefore demanded for urgent and decisive corrective measures to be taken, especially where public resources intended for vulnerable learners are being misused.
And this abuse has continued even after we publicly and privately raised this matter within the Ministry of Education, and also after a report in 2024 that showed alarming levels of abuse. More than 356 million kwacha then was stolen, was misused by officers in the Ministry of Education. We hoped that the ministry was going to take measures.
Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Godaza has urged stakeholders to respect the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ as stipulated in Article 229 of the Constitution, which grants it authority over electoral matters. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mulenga explained that the delimitation process is a constitutional exercise and must not be subjected to political manipulation. Mr. Mlenga stressed that the delimitation exercise commencing on 16 February 2026 in all districts is being conducted in line with Article 231 and the Electoral Process Act No. 35 of 2016. He underscored that attempts to undermine the ECZ for political gain or social media popularity are unconstitutional. Mr. Mlenga reminded citizens that delimitation reports are publicly available and reflect the will of the people. He further urged all Zambians to uphold the rule of law and safeguard constitutional processes. Mr. Mlenga has since appealed to citizens to cooperate and meaningful submissions during the delimitation exercise to fulfill constitutional mandates and requirements.
We must respect the ECZ and allow it to carry out its mandate without interference. Attempts to undermine this process for political gain or social media popularity are unconstitutional. The delimitation reports are in public domain and they are available and they reflect the will of the people. Together, let us strengthen our democracy by cooperating with the ECZ and ensuring that this process fulfilled its constitutional mandate.
National Union of Public and Private Educators of Zambia, NUPES, has welcomed government's decision for school administrators not to send away pupils who report late for school. Association Executive President Victor Muyumba underscored that education is a fundamental right and no child should be denied learning opportunities due to circumstances beyond their control. Mr. Muyomba believes that pupils who report late should not be sent away, but should instead be subjected to appropriate corrective measures apart from corporal punishment administered after class hours. He, however, said that while he acknowledges the spirit behind the directive, he emphasized that practical implementation requires clear guidelines. Without firm and consistent measures, some pupils may begin reporting at any time they feel like, undermining punctuality, disrupting lessons, and negatively affecting academic performance, said Mr. Muyomba in a statement issued to RCV News in Osaka today. Mr. Muyomba expressed concern that a directive, if not well clarified, may unintentionally promote indiscipline among learners. He has therefore called on the Ministry of Education to provide comprehensive guidelines, as failure to do so may result in increased indiscipline among learners, which would undermine the very objective of improving educational standards in the country.
As a union representing educators across public and private schools in Zambia, we fully support government's commitment to ensuring access to education for all learners. Education is a fundamental right, and no child should be denied learning opportunities due to circumstances that in most cases may be beyond their control. NUPES believes that pupils who report late should not be sent away, but should instead be subjected to appropriate corrective measures.
Business consultant Mubamba Sichilongo has urged small business owners to be innovative and take advantage of the upcoming Chwala traditional ceremony, slated for February 28, 2026 in Eastern Province. Mr. Sichilongo says the annual ceremony presents numerous business opportunities, particularly for small and medium enterprises. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Sichilongo noted that the Nchwala ceremony, which attracts thousands of people from across the country and beyond, creates a ready market for various goods and services, including traditional attire, food and accommodation. It is not every day that people gather in such large numbers, take advantage of increased numbers of potential customers and look at what will be in need, say Mr. Sichilongo. He emphasized that entrepreneurs should begin preparing now by stocking up on essential goods and enhancing their service delivery to meet the anticipated demand. Mr. Sichilongo said the ceremony comes with several business advantages, as visitors will require meals, refreshments, transport services, and places to stay, among other necessities. He encouraged small business owners to be proactive and innovative in order to maximize profits during the much-anticipated cultural event. The Nchwala ceremony is one of Zambia's prominent traditional events, drawing large crowds and providing a platform for cultural celebration as well as economic activity in the host province. In African news, motorcycle riding gunmen swept into three villages in Niger State in Nigeria, shooting dead or cutting the throats of at least 46 people, a humanitarian source told AFP on Saturday. The violence again threw the spotlight on Nigeria's efforts to contain security threats, efforts that have been strongly criticized by U.S. President Donald Trump. The three villages targeted by the gunmen are part of the Bogu local government area in Niger State, on the border with Kwara State, where jihadists killed more than 160 people in an attack earlier this month. The bloodiest attack happened in the village of Konkoso, where at least 38 people were shot dead or had their throats slit, the humanitarian source told AFP, speaking on condition of anonymity. Coming up shortly, U.S. former President Obama reacts to racist depiction by Trump. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Former U.S. President Barack Obama has reacted to a racist AI-generated video depicting himself and his wife Michelle